Welcome to the Miami Sports Vibes podcast, where your Miami Heat have officially tied the series up at one apiece of the NBA Finals, taking a beautiful, 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 beautiful victory on the road in a hostile environment in Denver, where the crowd is just nuts. The altitude is a real thing. The Denver Nuggets have not lost a game in Denver in the postseason. Pretty much one of the best home court teams there is in the entire NBA. And the Miami Heat, with a hobbled Jimmy Butler, I repeat, hobbled Jimmy Butler, were able to lean on other players to get the job done. Pretty much the recipe that it's been since last series, and just a recipe of what this Heat culture team is always all about. Just, you never know who's going to have a big game, who's it going to be, who's going to be the hot guy today. And man, so many different players contributed. Gabe Vincent having another great game, 8 for 12 in 32-minute plays, 4 3-pointers, 4 for 6 from downtown, 23 points. You needed every single one of those points. Max Strus contributing. I mean, talk about a guy who I said was going to be the X factor, right? And game one, my Uncle Ralph, shout out to Ralph, man. He told me, isn't that your damn X factor? He went 0 for 10, 0 for 9 from 3. What the hell? And I was like, listen, man, I didn't know he was going to miss open shots. He still got 7 shots that were wide open that he missed. You know, I was going to say, there's no way he's gonna miss those shots again. So I knew game two, Max Strus was going to come out guns blazing, and he absolutely did so, netting 4 3-pointers to start the game. He finished 4 for 10 from the field with 14 points, 6 assists, 2 rebounds. Way better game than game one. He did cool off. He did not have a single field goal made after the first quarter. But you know what? Those 4 3-pointers added up to the total points scored, and you absolutely don't win this game without Max Strus. So his hot start, being able to give us a cushion and get the lead, even though we gave it up for majority of the game, we still needed all of those points from Max Strus. So big shout out to Max Strus. Jimmy Butler, 40 minutes played, with 7 for 19 from the field, 2 for 5 from 3, had 9 assists, getting a lot of guys involved, 4 rebounds only, and 21 points. But you know what? It is pretty damn obvious to me. Nobody can tell me otherwise. It is just so obvious and so clear that Jimmy Butler is not 100%. And I don't even think he's 90. I don't think he's 80. I think it is way less than that, because the Jimmy Butler that we're used to seeing is definitely not the Jimmy Butler that we are seeing during the NBA Finals and towards in that Boston Celtics series. Like, you can tell that injury that he had against the New York Knicks, I think it is affecting him heavily. And it honestly shows. It honestly shows, because people like us Heat fans, we know what Jimmy Butler's about. We know when we can tell when Jimmy is Jimmy. And it's absolutely obvious. I mean, the way he's, you know, going to the paint and just trying to pass out of the paint instead of get and one free and go to the free throw line. It's like he doesn't want the contact. He's settling for jumpers. He's hopping on. He looks like he's grimacing when he's coming back. He's not engaged defensively. He's not even trying to get the rebounds. Usually, and I noticed that today, especially, like, there were so many times that once he's beat, he'll be near the guy to defend, but he's not even contesting 100% like we've seen him contest before. He's not crashing the glass like we're used to seeing Jimmy Butler crash the glass. It's like, if the rebound falls to his hand, that's his rebound. And that's just not Jimmy Butler. You know what I mean? That's just not him. But honestly, credit to him, man. Credit to him for still making shots fall and still ending up with over 20 points, because you absolutely needed it. Hit a big time three in the corner down the stretch. That was huge. And one after that, that was big time. So he did make some timely buckets down the stretch, and he's just finding ways to impact the game. So you got to give a shout out to him. But honestly, it's just like, when you have a star player like Jimmy Butler, you expect more. And, you know, the broadcast is even saying it, but to me, it's, you kind of just have to take what you can get from Jimmy Butler at this point. As a Heat fan, I strongly advise everybody to just do that. Just, our boy's not 100%. Our boy's not 80%. Our boy's not 90%. It is clear. At least he's getting guys involved. And you know what? That last shot by Jamal Murray, Jimmy Butler had a great contest there. to force the miss and end up with a victory. So at least he contested and tried his ass off on that play. I would assume that he would have, and thank God that he did. But you could tell after, he looked like it. I think he cursed right after it. It looked like he was in a bit of pain. Like, that took a lot out of him to be able to get that stop in Jamal Murray. But listen, that's just the way it is. You can't do anything about it now. At least our boy's suiting up there, not quitting on the team, not trying to sit out a game, and just giving it all he's got, you know. But it looks to me that to win this series, it's going to be a lot of the recipe that we saw today. We're going to need a lot of our other guys, pretty much every single other guy in that locker room. Jimmy's going to sprinkle in some points here and there, but the bulk of the points has to be the other guys, and Bam Adebayo has to be the center of attention. And I thought he absolutely was that in game one. Beautiful game one. And game two, honestly, I think Bam played the best. Yes, Gabe had the most points, but the impact that Bam Adebayo made, you can't sleep on that. 21 points, 9 rebounds, 4 assists, was 8 for 14, played excellent defense. You look at Jokic's numbers, yes, he had 41 points and 11 rebounds. A lot of it on Bam Adebayo, but his intensity and the fact that he makes Jokic work, the way he's able to rotate on defense, and his presence out there, had a huge block shot in the fourth quarter, and just playmaking, getting Duncan involved. Duncan Robinson, how about him? Off the bench, 4 for 5. 10 points, had an 8-0 run for himself, had 2 3-pointers, put the ball in the hole, put the ball on the deck for an and one created by Bam Adebayo. He was playmaking for Duncan Robinson. We talk all the time about that connection, Duncan and Bam, Duncan and Bam. They've been going at this like this two-man game for so many years now, since the bubble year. So nice to see that come into play. Caleb Martin, only one shot today, but boy, was it a big corner three, honestly. Late in the fourth quarter, his 3 points were definitely needed in this game. Kyle Lowry, 2 3-pointers again in this one, just like he had 3, I believe, in game one. So nice to see him with multiple threes off the bench. He had 9 points, 3 assists. He contributed very nicely as well. He played a lot of minutes in the fourth quarter. Kevin Love, he got the start tonight, something that I wanted to see. I wanted Kevin Love there. I did not want Cody Zeller minutes at all. He had 8 minutes in game one, Cody Zeller, that is, and then played another 8 minutes today. He was 2 for 2, but my God, please don't play this guy again. I am just tired of this guy. I think he gave up an 8-0 run to Jokic himself, and Jokic was even going coast to coast. I'm talking getting the rebound over Zeller, punking him, taking it all the way down, not even one pass at all, and just taking it to the hole. And Zeller's just like on his side, stumbling and everything. Like, just get this damn guy off the, don't play him. All right. Yes, he was a serviceable big. Yes, he did the job done. He filled in on some great spots. He had some moments here and there as a reliable backup big, just like everybody who signs with the Miami Heat. But listen, please, this damn guy, don't give this guy freaking minutes anymore. I am over his shit. Give Kevin Love minutes, man. I like what I saw from Kevin Love today. He was 2 for 6 from 3. He did miss a lot of shots, was 2 for 9, but he had 10 rebounds, 6 points as well. And just his presence out there, man, his outlet passes, you were able to see one to Bam Adebayo, which resulted, and I believe it was a clear path foul. Just Kevin Love's experience. He's championship. He's done it before. He had to also, there was one play, I think it was on Michael Porter Jr., where he just locked his ass up in the corner. Like, Porter Jr. couldn't even get by Kevin Love. He really tried to ISO him and thought he could get by, man. But shout out to Kevin Love, man. Shout out to Kevin Love. Highsmith, I thought we were going to see more minutes from Highsmith tonight. He only had 6 minutes, didn't shoot the ball at all, had 1 rebound, picked up 2 fouls in those 6 minutes. But besides that, he did not play at all. But as a team, man, the team stats look absolutely great. We shot 48% from the field, and we had 17 3-pointers. We talk about this all the time on this podcast. You're able to get 14 or more threes, the Miami Heat offense always is in shape to win the game. Always. Not always do we win, but you're always in the driver's seat whenever you're netting more than 14 threes with this Miami Heat roster. 17 threes. That is big time, shooting over 48% from three. Denver only had 11, and that is a team that lights it up from three. So the fact that we were able to, you know, outscore them from the three-point line, that was big time. 18 for 20 from the free throw line, 90% for us. Remember, we only went to the free throw line in game one. I believe it was I think I saw two. I think it was like two attempts. It was something ridiculous. But we were able to get to the line. Jimmy Butler was able to get to the line. Bam was able to get to the line. I saw a lot, like a different approach from this Miami Heat team. Not only were we just knocking down threes left and right, but we were playing way more aggressive than we were in game one. Love to see that. The assists. We won the assist game. 28 points and 28 assists. 28 assists for the Heat. 23 for the Denver Nuggets. So we won that battle as well. Less turnovers for us. Denver had 14. We had 11. So always a great time for that. They had more points in the paint, of course, because they got Jokic. I mean, there's no surprise there. Rebounds, they beat us on the rebounds. But I honestly absolutely love the way we shot the ball tonight. I mean, again, like I said, 4 3-pointers for Gabe Vincent, 4 3-pointers for Max Strus, Duncan, 10 points off the bench. That was huge. Like I said, Bam Adebayo just being everywhere. 10 rebounds for Kevin Love in his start. Jimmy Butler with a huge little fourth quarter there, right when we need him most. And then he had 9 assists, netting 2 3-pointers. That corner three by Jimmy Butler, sheesh. And then Caleb Martin, 3 points off the bench. But man, like I said, that corner three was absolutely huge. And the Miami Heat win 111 to 108. 3-point win in Denver. Like I said, Denver's first loss. And this damn series is tied up at 1. Going back to the crib on Wednesday night in Miami. So a couple days off here, which is absolutely well needed, especially for Jimmy Butler, especially when you're traveling from Denver to Miami. You got a day off on Monday, day off on Tuesday, and then you're right back at it on Wednesday. I thought the game was going to be on Thursday, but it is actually on Wednesday. So as of right now, Denver is favored by 2 points. I guess that's fair since Denver's a better team. We got to hobble Jimmy. Yes, we're at home, but it's not a big line. Remember, those lines for game one and two were +9 opening lines, if I'm not mistaken. 9, 9.5, even though it went down to 8 before tip-off. But game three at the crib will be Wednesday, and then game four will be Friday night in Miami. So 1 day off in between that. I wish they played that on Saturday. That would have been great to get 2 days off. I don't like that. Denver was able to get a couple days off in between theirs. I don't quite see why. But let me just tell you about the Denver Nuggets real quick before we wrap up. I thought Aaron Gordon, another great game by Aaron Gordon. Aaron Gordon is not even like that from three, but then he made 2 3-pointers today, and it pissed me the hell off. You know, I just don't understand how some of these guys, they just elevate their game. And Aaron Gordon, now that's back-to-back games where he seems to be a little bit of a problem. I think he's taking advantage of a hobble Jimmy Butler, to be honest. He played 38 minutes. We got to clamp that down, to be honest. Michael Porter Jr., that is a guy who can shoot over anybody. Dude is tall as hell, has a beautiful jump shot, and he normally just kills it. I mean, when he's on a burner, he's on a burner. But honestly, shout out to Miami. He only held him for 1 3-pointer. That is big time. Only 2 for 8. He could not get any ounce of breathing room. Only finished with 5 points and 6 rebounds. I thought that was key. Honestly, during the game, I said, man, if Porter Jr. doesn't get going, that means it's just pretty much, it's going to be Jokic and Murray. I already saw him struggling. I said, if you hold Murray under 20, even if Jokic pops off for 50, and Michael Porter's playing like this, I like the Heat's chances to win it. And obviously, it was closer than I thought the finish would be. But yeah, I thought that was big time. Shout out to the Heat for doing that, because Porter Jr., honestly, he can score, and he can score in bunches. Jamal Murray, I thought we did an excellent job on him, like I said. He finished 7 for 15, 3 of 8 from 3. He did get hot down the stretch with those big-time 3-pointers, which, and almost tying the game. Gave me a near heart attack there, but he finished with 18 points. So I think if you hold Jamal Murray to under 20 points, that is something that the Heat should be proud of. Caldwell Pope, shout out to Caldwell Pope, by the way, fouling our 3-point shooters twice. He gave us like 6 free throws on fouling us for threes. Shout out to him, man. Somebody that I said was going to be the X factor for Denver is not looking too damn good, but hey, I ain't complaining. Bruce Brown off the bench had 11 points off the bench. And then Christian Brown was 3 for 3 off the bench. That guy is just annoying as hell to deal with. But Mike Malone is trusting his rookie to get the job done. And then Jokic, how could I leave him out? 41 points, 11 rebounds, 4 assists. He was absolutely incredible tonight. So many times I was watching the game and I'm just like, wow, how does he do that? Like some of the passes, the touch passes, the lobs to Aaron Gordon, when it looks like he's going for a post hook shot. It's unbelievable. And even him going coast to coast. This dude gets the rebound, pushes all the way down the floor, and then gets a layup. He's absolutely unbelievable. Jokic, I don't know how he didn't win MVP. The more I see him this postseason, I'm just like, you don't see Embiid doing that, man. Like, I'm telling you, Embiid will bust his ass, get up to the free throw line, and do all these things. But when it comes to pressure and playoff basketball, you don't really see nothing so alarming from Joel Embiid that's like, wow, yeah, this guy definitely deserved the MVP. You didn't see that? I mean, you can't tell me one. Tell me a playoff series where you're just saying Joel Embiid dominated. Like, okay, might find a game here and there, but when you talk about dominating a series, and just look at Jokic's playoff numbers, the fact that he's been able to do what he's doing round by round, game by game, against tough-ass opponents and against a defense that's literally scheming against him, still able to just put in points and put in rebounds and put in assists. Shout out to Nikola Jokic, man. This dude is a freaking problem, man. We're going against a good-ass Denver Nuggets team. This is a great series. Thank goodness it's tied at 1-1 because I want a lot more of these games, man. These games are fun. You're talking about two teams that just play awesome with each other, great chemistry, great coaching, great defense, great three-point shooting now you're seeing, and just, you know, it's just awesome. And it all starts on the Denver Nuggets with Jokic, man. So shout out to Jokic. I can sit here and honestly say Jokic got snubbed off that MVP. He should have been the three-time MVP, and I quite frankly think he is the best player in the game at this point in time. You know, right up there with Giannis, but what I'm seeing right now, like right now, I would take Jokic as the best player, and it's shown. This dude is unbelievable, and this is the third year that he's been able to do what we're seeing, third year in a row that he's been doing it at this level. All right, he's been beasting for years and years and years, but this level is absolutely incredible, man. We got our hands full with that. It's going to be an exciting series. Like to see how this goes down when we go back to the crib in Miami. I think the crowd is going to be electric on Wednesday night. And then Friday night, what? Man, but like I said, Jimmy Butler is hobbled. I'm a little bit concerned there. But listen, you just got to take it for what it is at this point. At least he's going out there and playing. At least he's giving it all he's got. He's trying. Obviously, it looks like he's not, but the dude is clearly hobbling. I think it's time for Heat fans to just accept that. Hope for the best. And at least he's playmaking and just doing it in his own way. But like I said, the other guys are going to have to step up and the other guys are going to have to win these games for us because, man, how the fact that we're leaning on our other players so much, I'm just glad that they have the confidence and they have the will to do so. Because you know what? Gabe Vincent having two big games on the road in Denver is not easy. Now you're going home where you're comfortable playing at home. I like that. This right here, this win, this game two win shows that it's okay. That we can still win this game with a we can still win this series with a hobble Jimmy Butler because the intensity that these other guys are playing with, and they're showing, not after just beating Boston and getting to the finals, but even in the finals, in Denver, in altitude, number one seed on the road, backs against the wall. You don't want to go down 0-2. The fact that you saw that performance from Gabe Vincent, from Max Strus, from Duncan Robinson, and then from Bam Adebayo, who has been very passive and all Heat fans always get on his ass, and rightfully so. The fact that they were all able to level up and show you that they could win a game on the road, that's a great, great sign when you're going back home where you're comfortable at for games 3 and 4. Listen, series up 1-1. I predicted Heat in 6. I am staying with that prediction. Love our chances, especially after you split in Denver. Now you're going home, like I said, with our role players like Gabe Vincent playing like that. Listen, I expect an even bigger game from those other guys. And Bam Adebayo has to be the center of it all. Has to be doing exactly what he's done in games 1 and 2. I expect to see the same thing. Listen, let's see how it goes. Game 3, Wednesday night. NBA Finals tied at 1 apiece. Going back to the crib. Let's go Heat. I'll check you guys after Game 3. Enjoy the win, everybody. Make it a great week. Listen, Monday and Tuesday should go by smooth because your team just won a game in Denver. And we feeling good going back to the crib. Let's go Heat.